بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فأما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters، a senior manager in Dubai who I am coaching asked me a question. He said to me, I want to be able to improve my self-belief the way you did, meaning the way I did. He read my book, It's My Life. So he said, I want to be able to improve my self-belief the way you did while in the plantation industry and later on in America, when you stuck to your guns, meaning to my principles, to become a highly paid consultant. Increasing my iman, increasing my faith in Allah would be one aspect. Additionally, I would like to focus on the behavioral part as well. So this is what I said to him. I said to him, increase your competence. Our iman, which is our faith, this is our faith on Allah. But that by itself will not get you ahead in the world. You must become an expert in your area. In your area of competence, in your chosen field, in your career. You must become an expert in your area. Iman guides what you do with that expertise. It gives you the boundary conditions which tell you what you can and can't do, should and shouldn't do. It lights the road that you must traverse in the cold, dark reaches of the night, when confidence is at its lowest ebb and fears abound. Iman sustains you through emotional stress. Iman gives you confidence, it gives you courage, and it gives you good sleep because you believe in Allah. Iman is your booster. Iman is an extremely valuable support. But if you don't have expertise, iman is not a substitute. There is no substitute for core competence. I said to him, remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace be on him. He made Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu the commander-in-chief of the army, not Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Though in terms of piety, Islamic knowledge, status with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself, and level of iman, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was far higher. Even if one argues that this was because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu with himself, there were others like Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, many people who were higher or thought to be higher than Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu in terms of Islamic knowledge and practice. They were more knowledgeable, they were more into the practice of Islam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose the most competent man, not the most pious. Now, this does not mean that Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was not pious. It just means that if you stack him up against the others, there were others who were considered to be more pious and more knowledgeable in Islam than Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose him and appointed him as the chief of the army, as the commander-in-chief, and not anybody else. Now that does not mean that piety is not important. It means that piety is a boundary condition. But for advancement, you need core competence in the line that you have chosen. Treat your career like a racetrack. Tell me, where are you most likely to find Usain Bolt on the morning after he wins the Olympic gold medal? On the track. For winners, there is no rest. They strive not because they are forced to, but because they love to test themselves. They do not complain about making effort. They love making effort. Anyone who complains about difficulty or constraints or the need to strive harder is a loser. That is the most reliable self-test. Monitor your own conversation and see how you speak about tough conditions. Do you see them as hurdles or opportunities? This is not about semantics and playing word games. This is very real. Monitor your conversation and listen to yourself. On January 26, 2020, there was a great tragedy here in America. And that was the deaths of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna in a tragic plane crash. People feel sad about his death because of what he contributed. Not only to basketball and the Lakers, but to people in general. His life was a great source of motivation to countless people. He inspired countless people. His drive to excel in every game that led him to go to the court after every match, when his fellow players had all gone home to practice endlessly to score the one or two shots that he would have missed in that game. Now remember, he remembers which shot he missed and he's practicing that shot until he gets it perfect. Now tell me, was he doing that because they lost the game? No, he was not doing that because he had lost. He did that after every game that he and his team won. He did it because he was Kobe. Discipline is to do what must be done, not only what you like to do. One of Kobe Bryant's teammates said, "One time the coach called a meeting at 8 a.m. at breakfast the day after we had returned from a match that we won. We spent most of the night in the celebration party. Everyone was sleep deprived and hated having to go to an early morning meeting. We arrived in the restaurant, bleary-eyed and heavy-headed. Kobe walked in full kit, dripping with sweat. He had been on the court since 5 a.m. that morning. He had put in 3 hours of practice before the 8 a.m. meeting. That is the meaning of discipline. That is the meaning of focus. That is what winners do, while losers try to tell you why they couldn't do it." As Muhammad Ali said, "The fight is won or lost far away from witnesses, behind the lines, in the gym, and out there on the road, long before I dance under those lights." It is the same story with all winners in every field. They win not because of magic or faith. They win because they work very hard while others are sleeping. They win because they are not concerned about others. They are concerned about themselves, about improving their own competence. Winners also fail. What distinguishes them from losers is how they fail. Winners learn from their mistakes. They document that learning and never repeat that mistake. They make new mistakes, which shows that they don't lose confidence when they make a mistake, when they lose. Losers make excuses and try to justify their losing actions. What is it that drives a man to excel? What if we make that the goal of our lives, to excel? Even if you are running in the right direction, you will lose the race if you don't run fast enough. So if you want to win the race, you don't just have to run, but you must constantly improve your running. Technique, speed, stamina. That comes from hitting the track every morning with a single-minded focus to improve over your past record. And you must do this as long as you live. Remember, you will only be able to do this if you love doing it. Today and for over 3 decades now, Alhamdulillah, I answer to no man. I don't say no man or woman because I answer to my wife. But I still work with a single-minded focus to do better each day. I started photography a couple of years ago. I have 3 coaches, each one known to me by the number of my photos he trashes. I am most grateful to them for their refusal to accept anything but the best. So when one of them says, this photo is really good, nothing needs to be done to it, I am happier than when many others tell me that my photographs are National Geographic quality. I'm grateful to those who tell me that, and I love them like my brothers. But I listen to my coaches, not to them. If you are not improving measurably day by day, you are regressing. As they say, even if you sit on the right highway, you will get run over. If you stand still on the belt of the treadmill, you will fall off. If you are too slow, you will still fall off. Try it, if you don't believe me. If you want to reach your destination, you must keep moving. If you want to win a race, simply moving is not enough. You must move faster, smarter, and harder than your competition. And you must do it not because they are doing it, but because you are you. If you are competing, you are already losing. Look at your competition and then focus on your competence. Leverage yourself out of the competition. Become the benchmark for what you do for others to compare themselves to. Let them chase you, not you them. Strive, because nobody knows the best that he can do. Go out trying to find out.
وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.